according to Mark. When Jesus crossed over to the other side in the boat, a large crowd gathered around him as he stood by the side of the lake. Just then, one of the leaders of the synagogue approached him, and when he saw him, he fell down at his feet, and he begged him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at home, very much near death. Come, lay your hands upon her, and she will get well and live." Jesus immediately went with him. Now a great crowd followed them and pressed in tightly against Jesus. In that crowd was a woman who had suffered a hemorrhage for 12 years. She had been seen by many doctors. She exhausted all of her income, and she grew no better. In fact, she became worse. She reached out from behind Jesus to touch the hem of his garment. She said to herself, "If I but touch his cloak, I will be healed." And immediately the hemorrhage stopped, and she felt within herself that she had been freed of this disease. Jesus knew that power had gone out from him, and he turned around and he said, "Who touched my cloak?" His disciples said to him, "Do you not see how large this crowd is pressing in upon you? And you ask, 'Who touched me?'" Jesus continued to look. Now the woman, who realized what had happened, approached Jesus in fear and trembling. She knelt down before him and she acknowledged the whole truth. Jesus said to her, "Daughter, it is your faith that has healed you. Go in peace." Now, just as he was speaking, people came from the house of the synagogue leader, and they said, "The child has died. There is no further reason to bother the teacher." Jesus overheard this, and he said to the leader of the synagogue, "Do not be afraid. Have faith." Then he took only Peter, James, and John, James' brother, and he went to the house of the synagogue leader. As he approached the house, he heard great commotion and weeping and wailing. And going into the house, he said to the people, "Why do you make all this commotion? Why all this weeping? The child is not dead, she is sleeping." And they laughed at him. So he put all of them outside the house, and he took the child's father and mother, and with his companions, they went in where the child was. Jesus approached the child, held out his hand, took her by the hand, and lifted her up. He said to her, "Talitha cum," Aramaic words that mean, "Little lamb, stand up." And immediately the girl stood up and began walking around. Now, everyone who saw this was filled with awe and amazement, and Jesus sternly ordered them to tell no one what had happened. And then he told them to give the little girl something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord. The Gospel passage provides us with two witnesses to faith. Throughout the scriptures, there are abundant stories of Jesus healing people who are sick. And there are a number of stories of Jesus raising from death a few people. Lazarus, this young girl, the only son of the widow of Nain. It's rather easy to have faith when life is manageable. When life is not manageable, it's difficult to have faith. Chronic debilitating disease and illness makes life unmanageable. And certainly in the face of death, human beings recognize their smallness and their being out of control. And it's precisely in these two situations that Jesus invites people to faith. And it's precisely in these situations that both the woman and Jairus, the leader of the synagogue, express faith. The woman says, "If I but touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be healed." And Jesus says to the woman, "It is your faith that healed you." Jairus says to Jesus in the beginning of the story, "If you but lay your hands upon her, she will be well and live." An act of faith. When word is brought that the child has died, Jesus says to Jairus, "Now don't be afraid. Have faith." That early church that told these stories again and again and again, they saw those stories not only as miracles of Jesus that called forth faith, but they also saw those stories as the promise of eternal life. The words that are used in the stories are words that early Christian community used for eternal life. You lay your hands upon her and she will be well and she will live. Jesus reached out, took the girl by the hand and lifted her up. Those words are not lost on Jesus' hearers, on those early members of the faith community. They are testimonies to eternal life. And that it is in faith in Jesus Christ that you and I are brought to the fullness of life. Now what's asked of us, what was asked of those early disciples, is that we witness to that truth by the way we live and the words we speak. That we live with a confidence that even when we stand in the middle of something that is far beyond our control, we can place our faith in Jesus Christ. And that we are called to do that and to recognize that our God is a God who calls us to the fullness of life. Every time we come to the table of the Lord, every time we celebrate the Eucharist, we celebrate the gift of that life, that in his dying and in his rising in glory, he has called every single person to the fullness of life. As he says in St. John's Gospel, "I have come to bring life, life to the full." That's our faith. That's the way we're called to live our lives. We turn to the Lord God and we pray.